Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
One is having a happy and healthy holiday season. Before I turn it over to Paul, I just want to thank everybody for all their coverage this year, for everything, not only NXT-related, but WWE-related. We really appreciate all the support. Without any further ado, I'll turn it over to Paul Levesque.
Thank you very much. I'll echo that sentiment, is thank you all very much for the support. It's been a challenging year for everybody on every single front. I'm sure on all of yours, everybody is doing the best they can. Hopefully, all of you are doing everything you can to stay safe, your family safe and healthy, and into what hopefully will be a more, I guess, stable 21 for everybody, and a safer, and everything can move in the right direction to getting everybody getting their lives back. So let's hope for that. But again, thank you for all the international media on here. Obviously, War Games right around the corner, but before I get into all of that, I wanted to talk about Pat Patterson. I don't know that there's anybody maybe outside of Vince that has had a bigger influence on WWE, that has had a bigger influence on the industry as a whole. Anybody that's ever probably stepped through those ropes in this or the last few generations has been influenced, whether directly, indirectly, whether they know it or not, by Pat Patterson. I don't know that I've ever run across a greater mind for the business in general, that whether that be, in ring, as a performer, a finished guy, just an overall creative component of it, to state that everybody in these generations has been affected by it, it is the truth. And I think whether they know it or not, he has affected all those careers. Pat was just such a force at it, so positive, so wonderful to be around, his contributions, but also just his energy and his excitement and his fun and his love of the business. Sean and I were sharing some stories yesterday, and Pat used to love to come to takeovers, and it would be when the takeover would finish, everybody would be at Gorilla, and then they would move out, and you know, I'd always be up there until the last kind of person left. And Pat would always be like one of the last ones to leave. And he would always call me over and tears in his eyes crying. Pat was so emotional about the business and his passion for it. And, you know, God damn it, I love what we do. And, you know, his passion for it was infectious. And I can't say that enough. And it was a tough day yesterday, tough day for everybody and hard to get through. And I think even talent, as you saw in our opening segment, our talent that weren't, you know, maybe have never met Pat, I still think felt his influence and they felt how much it meant to everybody else. So he will be greatly missed and there'll never be another one like him. That's for sure. So with that, I thought it was quite fitting yesterday that in the afternoon, I'm just getting into some stories here before we get into the actual call, but in the afternoon in the Capitol Center, which, you know, just going back to Vince's dad and the Capitol Center and the start of all of WWE, and then just in the middle of the afternoon, we took a 15-minute camera break and we put up the alley fight between Pat Patterson and Sergeant Slaughter. And it was like being at a live event, you know, the talent and the producers and the just everybody, the techs and the entire crew and stuff sat around and watched that on all the screens and were yelling and screaming and cheering like it was a live event. You know, it was amazing and very fitting and an unbelievable tribute. And I couldn't help but think about Pat watching all those young people, watching him go, how proud he would have been. He would have had a tear in his eye. And the people going banana, that would have been, he would have, I had them all. They were going nuts. So it would have been great. That being said, I thought this build to War Games has been, my opinion, has been great. I think War Games is very impactful. I wish I had William Regal here to say it right now. So before we started this, but I will just, obviously everybody knows the card. I can go through it, but they know the card. So let's just get down to questions on War Games.
Hey, everybody, we'll keep it to one question per outlet. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please signal us by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, *1 to ask a question. We'll pause a brief moment. Take our first question from Mike Johnson with PW Insider.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm good. My condolences to the company and to the family on the passing of Pat. I know you talked about him a little bit. I did want to ask you, you know, I know he had been, as you mentioned, at takeovers. I know at tapings that I had been to, he had been there as well. I was curious what sort of lessons you learned from him when it came to grooming other talents and helping them evolve, given that that was kind of his role for the main roster for so many years. And, you know, what lessons you learned from him that you brought over to the NXT brand as you evolved it?
All of them. You know, it's funny. We were talking about it yesterday. When I came to WWE, and Pat was here, it's so much of what I learned every day. You know, Vince was different, and sitting under the learning tree with Vince, different. It's production and larger overall stuff and vision and different things. Pat was that in-ring, the day-to-day, the, you know, the finishes and things like that. That's where he's unbelievable. Thinking outside of the box, too. But, you know, there's so many things that I either learn directly from Pat himself, or, you know, I'd be in a car with Sean and Razor and Kevin the Kid or whatever, but Sean and Razor especially, you know, they were there before, and, you know, they'd be talking about stuff and telling you something and go, I learned that from Pat. I remember I was doing this with this guy and we were in this location and Pat came to us and he said, guys, please do this, just trust me on this. And, you know, the things that he could teach you, and he spoke that same kind of wrestler shorthand language that we all spoke with each other. So, you know, when you were in there with him and talking things over, it was just remarkable. But, you know, it's to say what exact lessons, it's hard because it was a day-to-day thing. It was every single day that you were around him, you were learning things, whether it was just a story or a something. But he it was constant. His teaching was constant. But how he taught it to you, how he handled you as a performer, the way he saw you, you know, he also had experienced it firsthand, right? So for him as a performer coming into a new territory or whatever, how he dealt with that, how the fears that he had, the thoughts that he had of being a performer and how that resonated with him. So he could speak to you directly that way. I never wanted to lose that and to have that, you know, sort of hands-on with talent in that manner. You know, I've been very lucky in my career to be able to be around some of the greatest minds ever in this business and be able to sit with them and learn from them at all times. And I think that still continues to this day. But, you know, the Pat, chief among them, Pat, Vince, Dusty, but Pat, chief among them, I don't know if there's anybody I learned more from than him.
All right. I appreciate the time. Wish you and the family nothing but the best. And again, my condolences. I hope you have a good show on Sunday.
Thank you so much and enjoy the holidays.
Thank you.
And we'll move next to the next person in the queue, Christian Bruns with Power Wrestling.
Hey, Christian.
Hey, Paul. How are you today? Hey. So, Pat McAfee really opened up a lot of people's eyes with his match against Adam Cole in August, and overnight he became like a natural in doing pro wrestling. Was it more like planned as a one-off in a way, or was it like wanted to continue now because it was too good to not to continue with Pat McAfee? And also, he has now a nice stable surrounding himself with Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch, Pete Dunne. Do you envision the group staying together after Sunday's show? And those guys like complement each other very well and like have a really good thing going now.
I absolutely think they have a good thing going, and I think that is, you know, to continue onward for sure. I think, you know, there's something really special happening there. As far as Pat goes, Pat's a unique character in that his desire to be a WWE superstar. It's funny that people sometimes criticize people or performers or whatever they are as outsiders. Oh, there's football players coming in. But the football player's a job he ended up in. The truth is he has been a WWE fan his whole life and wanted to do nothing more than with his life than to be a WWE superstar. And, you know, he was a great athlete that was also a natural performer and got the opportunity to make a lot of money in the NFL and took it and ran with it and left the NFL because he wanted to take an opportunity to do something more and hopefully it would land him in a position to be in the WWE. You know, I had no idea of a lot of those things when I first met Pat, but they're the truth. And he's so passionate about what we do. And I think it's why he's good at it. And I think it's why he, you know, proved it in that match. His passion shines through on this. As far as him opening eyes, he's a gifted athlete. He gets it, been a fan his whole life. And is absolutely dedicated to doing this. So it's phenomenal to see him do. And he has a lot of other opportunities and a lot of things happening in his life. And, you know, he'll be the first guy to tell you about them. But that's part of the beauty of it. He, you know, he loves it. And I love working with people like that. He's so passionate about it. And after he performs, he comes back and you can just see the buzz on him. He's got the bug and he loves it. And it's great to see. And as far as his performance goes, if you've ever met Pat and listened to him talk for 5 minutes from a heat seeking quotient, he's there. He is the proverbial heat seeking missile, just him. So, you know, he can go out there and just transfer that and put it on TV in a way that very few people ever can. It's not a shtick. It's not an act. It's not an anything. He's just being Pat. He's got the gift of gab. He loves to perform. He loves to irritate. He loves to mess with people. And it just, man, it comes through in a glowing way that you know, when you think about it, he's been doing this for a very, very, very short period of time, and he's getting a lot of direction, but yet to be in a position where he's better at it than a lot of people that did it their whole lives, I mean, that's a testament to him. But I'm very proud of him, very excited to be working with him, and look forward to big stuff.
Sounds good. Really looking forward to the Sunday show, so thank you very much today.
Thank you.
We'll move next to Jim Barcelone with Miami Herald.
Thank you. This will be a nice doubleheader Sunday with Tribute to the Troops and then NXT TakeOver War Games. Looking forward to both. I'm curious, 2020 was so challenging, and everyone there has done such a phenomenal job just continuing the efforts. I'm wondering what you're looking at for 2021, and are we far off from having live house shows again with fans?
Boy, if I could answer that question with any accuracy, it'd be phenomenal, right? Like for everybody. I hope, you know, look, if people say, what's the one thing I hope happens soon in 21? Man, just, even if I just looked at it selfishly, just getting back to what we do, packed arenas, packed houses, live crowds, they are the WWE, all those fans and those people and their voices and their passion and their passion for what we do on all levels. And man, it's barren without them. Everybody is doing the best they can, but it's, man, to get them back, there will be nothing like it. And I cannot tell you how much from top to bottom, from staff to crew to talent to everything in between, man, we miss having everybody there in person and going crazy, and we can't wait to celebrate with all of you again. And I look forward to that first one that we can go full tilt on, because it's going to be crazy.
Thank you.
And we'll move next to Miguel Leyva with Marca.
Hey, Miguel.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having us today, first of all. And I want you to know that I'm very sorry for the loss of Pat Patterson. Last week, we got the finals for the NXT UK Heritage Cup tournament. And we got here in Spain, A-Kid, and everybody went mad in the social media when with his win. And I would like to ask you that in the future, if there is any possibility to see the NXT UK Heritage Cup be defended in the United States or in other brands?
Sure. Look, I would love that. I think you talk about A-Kid. He's a phenomenal talent. That's part of the beauty to me of the NXT system of being able to, and what we're doing is being able to recruit talent from all over the globe, whether they're already in the business or finding talent that want to be in the business, that have a passion for it and getting them to be superstars. But A-Kid is an amazing example of that, just a young guy that has all the potential in the world and is really just getting started. As far as Heritage Cup, I thought it was spectacular for the tournament itself. I'm a huge fan of NXT UK, the brand, and just what it's doing. And if anybody hasn't watched it or seen it, and I would just encourage you to go on the network and watch Walter versus Ilya Dragunov. That's, to me, that's what the brand is. It's just different. It's hard hitting. The Heritage Cup tournament was no different with the rounds. It's different. It feels unique and fresh and special. And I love that. As far as it being defended in the U.S., yeah, look, again, COVID and everything being the restrictor, I look forward to the day when we can, get A-Kid and Walter and everybody else here and get our guys there and be able to create those opportunities for everybody. It will be a great day, and hopefully the world normalizes soon and we can get there.
Okay, thank you so much, Paul. I hope NXT War Games this Sunday would be incredible. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll move next to Jason Powell with ProWrestling.net.
Hey, Jason. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Rhea Ripley publicly expressed some confidence issues due to the way she was booked at WrestleMania and then coming out of that show. And I remember you telling us in one of the conference calls that that loss was going to make a lot more sense in time. It's been a strange year. Charlotte's missed some time. So has something changed, or has everything, is everything still going according to plan?
Yeah, no, the world has changed. None of that plan exists or was able, you know, everything changed. And I don't think anybody in that moment could have predicted, you know, I think anybody, even when all this first started, you go back to March.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And it seems like in some ways forever ago, but you look at it in today's eyes. But if anybody would have said, even in March, like, look, in December, you're still going to be in lockdown. In December, this is going to have ramped up again and be, you know, possibly, arguably worse than it was before. And, you know, everything is changing on a day-to-day basis, and it's hard to plan for next week, let alone next year, next month, all of that. You know, the one thing about Rhea and her honesty of that is great. It's, you know, when you're young, it doesn't take much to rack your confidence. When you're young and you're getting started and everything is rolling, it doesn't take much to have you go from an incredible high to an incredible low and, you know, begin to question yourself and all those things. That's part of maturing in any sport. You know, it's, I watch my kids play sports and they're hardly doing anything. And then they get the ball thrown to them. They score one basket in the basketball game. And you just see this monumental shift in their entire body language to where all of a sudden they're LeBron James for a moment and, you know, playing at a different level. Right. And as you mature and become more confident in yourself and believe in yourself and understand it changes. So that's all part of the process. I truly believe long-term that those are all valuable things. Like I sometimes think in the world today that everybody wants everything to just like, yes, have immediate success and then go very smoothly all the way to the end. There's no lessons in that. There's no a long-term value in that. If there's no struggle, there's no strife, there's no difficulties in it, you don't grow as a performer. It's just easy. And to me, these are all learning experiences. I look back at my career and moments in time that were amazing and moments in time that were incredible setbacks in my mind. At the time, horrifying and terrible for you. And then, you know, you look at them now and you're like, well, thank God that happened then, because if that didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened. It's all part of the journey. And that is the thing, trying to get, when you're young, it's hard to say, yeah, you got to think long-term. When you're young, long-term is, you know, the spring. It's 3 months from now. It's, man, that's long-term. Long-term is 5-10 years from now, you know, and when you think about things in that manner, those setbacks are actually extremely valuable in getting you to the places you need to go. Answer of the creative question, is it where it was going? No, it won't. The whole world changed. But I do still believe that is a valuable, there's a lot of valuable lessons for her to be able to go through, to find herself, to pick herself up. The Rhea Ripley that I'm watching right now is a way better Rhea Ripley than it was in January, February of last year when she was on the high, or, you know, or even December of this time last year. She's a way better performer, way more mature, her understanding, all of it. And all of that came through that process. So, you know, it is what it is.
She's a keeper. Thanks for the time.
That's for sure.
We'll move to our next question from Alistair McGeorge with Metro UK.
Hey, Alistair.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
Good, man.
How are you getting on?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Doing okay, keeping safe. I wanted to ask you, WWE has started to become kind of more open to working with other promotions, which we've seen with Evolve, Progress, ICW all popping up on the network. After last night's development with two companies in particular, could you see a point where WWE or even NXT is similarly open to that kind of crossover?
You know, look, in what you've seen in the past, Progress, ICW, Evolve, all those things, yeah, and we're open for business in a lot of ways and a lot of things and a lot of everything. And people's thoughts, misperceptions, their perceived knowledge of what we do, how we think, and all that stuff is often greatly misinterpreted and not necessarily accurate. So, look, are we open to the right business opportunities? Yeah, at any given time, we're open to things, and it just depends on what they are and are they beneficial to us long term. And again, when I say long term, I'm not talking about 3 months or 6 months. Long term, 10 years. You know, 10 years, 15 years from now, is that beneficial? Is that meaningful? Is it long term? Is it? Though that's how we think. It's much longer in duration. Not necessarily worried about the minute by minutes. It's the long duration, and so. Open for business, I think you hear Vince say that a lot. I've been around him long enough to know that if it's the right thing and it's meaningful to business, he's open to anything.
Nathan, thank you. Looking forward to Sunday.
Thank you.
And next we'll move to Maddie Paddock with the Daily Star.
Hey, hi, Paul. Good to talk to you. Hi there. I'd like just to get some thoughts from you on Danny Burch, if I might, because in comparison over the last couple of years, to say the likes of a Tyler Bate or a Pete Dunne, he's kind of flown under the radar as a UK talent doing big things in WWE. Talk to me about his last kind of 6 to 12 months, because I guess he's a little bit older than those guys in terms of experience. But tell me what he offers in and out of the ring.
You know, Danny's always been one of those guys to me that, man, he looks the role. He, in many ways, is the role. He has a believability to himself and his work. you know, there's a lot of times there's talent that stand out more because they are more dynamic, flashier, whatever that is. And that consistency, though, there's a lot of times there's something to be said for that and that consistency. Danny's an amazing in-ring performer and technical guy. You know, he can do it all. It's just sometimes, you know, performers like him tend to do exactly what you said. They float under the radar because they're always good. They're always consistently good. They always deliver, but they're always sort of delivering on something for somebody else that has more flash, more pizzazz, more ways to captivate someone's attention. But that long-term consistency in today's world, sometimes I think that's negated, that's not a good thing. I when I hear people, you know, you used to be the term mid-card for life or, you know, different things, like so many amazing Hall of Fame level, legendary, iconic performers that were never the guy. And that is a phenomenal place and a value and as a valued performer. And so when you talk about Danny Burch, to me, yeah, he's an extremely valuable performer. I look at him and I think, man, I wish I could have a lot of people that were that dedicated, that professional, that polished, that, you know, good at what they do and dedicated to how they got there to do it. And that's an awesome thing. So I can't say enough good things about him, you know, but he is he's one of those guys who will fly under the radar right up until he doesn't.
Thanks, Paul. All the very best.
Thank you.
We'll next move to Connor Casey with thecomicbook.com.
Connor.
Hey, Paul. Appreciate you being here today. After having such a big role in Survivor Series last year, NXT was absent from the show this year. I'm just curious what kind of went into the decision of not integrating Raw and SmackDown with NXT this time?
To be honest, I'm not sure every aspect of the creative decisions, but I also believe for the creative teams, as they're trying to build individual talents of not sort of not combining things too much. But I also believe that COVID and the pandemic situation took a big stance in that. We tried to keep things somewhat separated between brands, between Performance Center, between things, just to limit that exposure. And you know, that's, you know, it's still taking place right now. There's been a lot of time that has gone by, but the situation is still the same. And that was a big factor in that as well. Just, you know, you don't want to just do that out of the blue. So you need to build to it. So you need to have a lot of crisscrossing and promotional time together. And it just didn't seem like the right thing to do in a lot of ways.
We'll move on to take our next question in the queue, and that's from Alex McCarthy with TalkSport.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Paul. Thanks very much for your time tonight. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad. Thank you, bud. Not too bad at all. I just wanted to get a word on the sensational women that you've got performing in NXT right now, because, you know, I've been taking notice of, you know, Ember and Candice kind of opening shows, and you closed the show with them this week in a really great, strong finishing angle. It seems that that's been the linchpin of NXT for a while now, and they're getting more and more time every week to, you know, be a focal point of the show. Talk to me a little bit about the talent you've got there, and, you know, a lot of people consider it the strongest division in the world, and it certainly feels like you're projecting it as such.
Yeah, I mean, look, when something is that good, you want to put it out there. And to me, every single time you put the women in NXT in a position where they can go out there and deliver the way they do, you do it because they're great at it. And I said it last night when they all walked back through the doors, man, no one can touch our women, and they are a bunch of badasses. It's amazing to see. And there's an underneath to that. Even when you look at the eight women that are in War Games, there's an underneath to that. That's strong as well, and a next level that is coming up that is strong as well. And they're learning that from the women that we have in those positions now. Then you look over in NXT UK and you see Piper and you see Kaylee Ray and just all the women that are over there. It's very strong. And I don't look at it any differently. I don't book them. I don't even think of it in that manner of, well, what are you going to do with the women, or what are you going to do with their storylines, or how much of that should you put in the show? To me, it's just like telling the stories and what is there, the talent or the talent. So if they end up in the main event spots because they were the main event players, and if they end up where, you know, that's what the mix is all about. And you're just piecing it all together by what's there, not by anything else. No one gets bonus points for anything. No one gets points taken away for anything. It just is what it is. And that, to me, is the ultimate sign of respect. They're that good that it doesn't matter. Put them up against it. It almost is bothersome to me a little bit when people say, "Oh, it's the greatest women's division." Like, yeah, I don't know. They're just awesome. The best performers, some of the best performers in the world, that group across the board. I don't know, men or women. Doesn't matter how you look at it.
Talent is talent, no doubt. There's a load of it. Looking forward to Sunday, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Me too.
All right, folks. The next question will be the final one for this call.
All right, that'll be from Kelly Wells with PWTorch.com.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you doing, Paul? I'll add on for Pat Patterson. The Royal Rumble made me a fan, so he is directly responsible for that. I want to ask about the pacing of NXT. There's been a pretty clear ratcheting up of the pacing of the show since about mid-October. Not a lot of wasted moments, but very much go, go, go. And I just wanted to know maybe what went into that decision and where it came from, and if there's been any growing pains from production as they do a show with much different pacing.
I wouldn't say growing pains. And for me, it's just a constant evolving. I'm always a big believer that if you stop in these shows and you become a formula where you're just, well, this is what we do, and then we go to that because that's what we do, and then you're making mistakes. You constantly, and Vince is the one that taught me, you constantly have to relook at what you're doing and constantly try to evolve it. What's working, what isn't. You know, he has a big saying, first day on the job, right? So what is working, what isn't? How do you make it better? How do you make it something more, even if it's great right now? Okay, well, what's going to continue to make it great or make it even better? All of that. So, you know, we're constantly talking about it, and the ideas and the thoughts and the directives, it kind of comes from everywhere. Everybody that's a part of it, whether that's talent, sometimes you stumble onto those things. Sometimes you do something in a week because one thing ran over, and then you're tight on time, so you do it. You tweak everything, and you have to do it another way by necessity. And then, but when you're done, you're like, that actually worked out better, you know. And that's the road you head down. I'm a big fan of the pacing of the show right now. I think we're in a groove. I love where NXT is right now. I believe that we are showcasing people in a way that is meaningful to the top people, but also giving exposure to the future people like, Jake Atlas, and just having opportunities for them that, you know, allow them to get to that next level and showcase what they do. And to me, it's about building the future and not just getting stuck with what you're doing today. So again, long-term, it's not about this week and next week. It's about the 10 years from now. It's about 5 years from now, because the people that you see doing this are going to be in much different positions then, as the shows will be and everything else. So all about the long-term and keeping it fresh and moving forward. So hopefully everybody digs that, but that's the intent.
All right. Can't wait for War Games, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, as that was the last one?
Yes.
All right, so I'll just cut right to the comments. As a lot of people mentioned, I'm excited about war games. And as we mentioned, everybody knows the card. But when you talk about there are 16 people in the two war games matches that, to me, represent the best of the best of the best, no matter what rosters, no matter what brands, no matter what shows that you're looking at in the world. And then when you move on down from that, you know, the North American title match, Damian Priest, Johnny Gargano, Leon Ruff coming out of nowhere and adding a lot of fun and excitement to the show in a different way. The underdog character, he said it himself, the 1-2-3 kid, where it just resonates with you. And his quest to go from not being that joke of a moment to being something more and making it last. And to me, that's very exciting. Cameron and Dexter with a strap match will be a lot of fun and continues the growth of those two characters. Cameron Grimes' growth as a performer in the last 6-8 months has been phenomenal, as is Loomis. The character work there on both those guys to me is the second to none. From a straight up want to see two guys just go at it and grind and fight and have a knockdown drag out, I don't know that it gets any better than Ciampa and Thatcher. So to me, that's one that different style, and there might be some people that it's different style than they're used to, but to me, this will be one of those ones that when it's done, you're on the edge of your seat and you're sweating because they're hitting each other so hard, and it's just it's what our business is. So I love those things. I think this is going to be a phenomenal event. Cannot wait for it. And I'll go back to, again, thanking you all for being a part of this. And I'll end it with a Pat Patterson of, we're going to go to war games and the people are going to go absolutely nuts.
Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you on Sunday night on our Takeover post show call.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.